This is a woman who was forced to inhale a saline solution in her mother's womb. What you're hearing is a biological impossibility. She should not be able to do this. And yet she's able to do this. You'll hear more from her in the 5-minute focus.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. 5-Minute Focus is an opportunity to get a little sneak peek about what's coming up on the next couple hours of podcasting. Also, a great time to hit the share button on your podcast app and share it with friends. In hour one, an opportunity to talk with a guy who's meant a lot to me in the conservative movement. William Jacobson, Professor Jacobson from Legal Insurrection, is tracking the cases, building up to a lot of evidence that the government is colluding with social media companies to censor Americans. And I asked Professor Jacobson about how important these cases are.
Well, I think it's critical because the issue in that case, it was brought by Missouri and Louisiana against the federal government and many others, which argues that the major tech companies, particularly Twitter and Facebook and others, are acting at the behest of the Biden administration in censoring speech of political opponents or people who disagree with their policies. And that's critical because normally the First Amendment would not apply to a private company maintaining its own website. But if they are acting at the instigation and direction of the government, now it becomes government action, potentially.
And it changes how we can treat it, potentially. So you hear Professor Jacobson talk about that. They're also trying to cancel him. No luck there. Plus, he's suing the state of New York because they, like other separate countries, decided to hand out medicine based upon race.
I am the named plaintiff in a lawsuit against the state of New York. And what it says, what their protocols say, although they say there's no need to enforce them because there's not a short supply anymore, but they're still in place, is that you have to show certain factors if you wanted these medications. 3 out of the 4 were non-controversial. You have COVID, you have symptoms, and you sought the medication within 5 days because it has to be so. But the fourth one is you have to show a risk factor. If you are non-white, that is a risk factor. If you are white, you need to show you have a medical condition.
So hour one, we'll talk about the ability of the government to continue to censor Americans, and that might be at risk thanks to these lawsuits. Hour two, I played this music of Gianna Jessen singing. She shouldn't be able to do that. In fact, Gianna Jessen shouldn't be alive. She shouldn't have skin. I believe it was 19 hours she was in the womb being attacked by a saline solution, and she somehow survived the abortion. She's far more than that. Far more. We had a fascinating discussion about grace in the face of doubt and faith while you go through pain. In fact, we met Gianna today. She was having a really down day. She's remarkably open. Of course, I had to ask her about Roe versus Wade.
Where were you when you heard that Roe versus Wade had been struck down? Let's start with the world we live in now. Where were you, a woman who survived an abortion and lives with cerebral palsy, which you consider a gift? Where were you when you learned that that abomination had been struck down?
I was sitting in the chair I'm sitting in now, and I really was stunned because I'm not used to seeing holiness prevail in our wicked age. I was really amazed, and I was I think maybe almost stunned for a few hours.
She talks more about that, but she also talks about facing people who hate her because she had the audacity to live and seeing them scream in her face, which is why, to me, her singing is so significant. More of that in the program upcoming, and you'll also hear why I consider it so significant, because it's not just a moment in time. It defines something she's done through her life. A lot of us will benefit from hearing Gianna be vulnerable and sad and hopeful and filled with love for Jesus and the Holy Spirit. It's hour one and hour two. Please do share the 5-minute focus with friends. It's a super quick way for them to see what's coming up on the program. Ask them to subscribe. And let's spend a lot of time in prayer, being thankful that there's still people who are standing up.